Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to the weekly conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. This week on the conversation, the world is coming to an end. Probably didn't know that, but that's because Donald Trump is not going to be at the debate. Dun, dun, dun. What are we going to do now? I mean, he's going to watch. I mean, he's the circus. He's the reason why we're watching the circus, you know? That and the free blank party on the other, you know, the other two candidates are the free blank party. I can't say the S word, but you know what I mean. Also, is Barack Obama gay or Michelle a man? There's been a lot of stuff coming out recently and more than ever about that. And, of course, all the Democrats, all you don't have anything to say because Barack Obama's such a wonderful president. Really? I mean, but, you know. I mean, Trump has such a big lead, though. Does he really, do any of the other candidates even have a chance? Also, autoimmune diseases. They're finding out more and more that, like, my celiac and fibromyalgia can be treated very well with cannabis, CBD. I'll get into that. And also, in Georgia, there were government officials that were breaking law illegally to get patients cannabis. It's dangerous, but they're breaking the law to get them a medicine that works. Well, just think about it, folks. Look into the anti-drug ads, and you'll find out that the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry, and pharmaceutical industries are the biggest sponsors of those. Who does Glenn Beck announce that he's going to back for president? Also, something has happened to Apple for the first time in 13 years. And is Hillary Clinton in town hall meetings being given planted questions that are obviously an easy answer? That much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. Psalms 25:4. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Welcome. Kind of think about that as you're going through your day to day. And, you know, I mean, we all need that. I mean, anybody, I mean, I'm just a mistake that basically just has the Lord's blessing every day on me. And, you know, I just, you know, we're no one's perfect. You know, see, we're real Christians. No one's perfect. All these people like, well, look at all these Republicans that are saying one thing and doing something else, and they're a Christian. Okay, I'm never going to say I'm perfect because I'm not. You know, I need God's grace as much as anybody, you know, but... What some amazing things have been, I mean, it's crazy, some of the things that are being said out there. You know, I mean, Donald Trump, because him and Megyn Kelly, and she asked a question that offended him, and there. Well, you know what, Donald, grow a pair. If you looked at my thing on the conversation, it said, is she doing the right thing? Is it good for her or not? I didn't say him, you know, because... He needs to grow a pair. If he can't handle tough questions that are actual...
He doesn't need to be president.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be president. But then look at how much Obama kind of, I'm not going to answer that. I'm just going to, you know, Hillary Clinton. You know, what difference does it make? You know, at this point, what difference does it make? They're dead anyways. Granted, I helped. Oops, was the mic on that? Well, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. This is no joke. This is former Attorney General Eric Holter said this. But if the Republicans win, we all lose. They want to roll back the clock on civil rights. They want to make it harder for African Americans to vote, not easier. And they've got no plan to deal with gun violence or any of the issues we're facing in our communities. He actually said that. Now, let me see here. It was a Republican, if I remember correctly, by the name of Abraham Lincoln who freed the slaves. It was...
And was killed because of it.
It was the Democrats that didn't want the civil rights. It was Democrats that didn't want to take down the Confederate flag for years, up until recently when they need votes. And it wasn't, and they didn't want the Voting Rights Act. They didn't want to have equal rights for voters. Republicans did. Now
that's
all of a sudden,
black people, what Democrats have done for them.
Nothing. Look at, go to Compton or South Central or Detroit or Chicago, and tell me that those are Democratic places for years. But then you'll put a Republican in there for two years. And those, look at how bad this is. And we've had a Republican, like she's going to be able to fix everything. You know, Obama had 4 years with a Democratic-controlled House and Senate, and look at what he did. Nothing. I mean, it's scary. I mean, like Tim Allen said it best, and I've liked him as an actor. When he would say things, you know, about actual life, I just went back and forth, and he goes, you know, the Democrats are known as the Free Blank Party. S blank blank T. The Free Blank Party, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, they're just telling people, Republicans and Democrats are telling everyone what they want to hear, but you're never going to see anything that they're telling you. You know, these Democrats are just, guess what, folks? We're going to hand out free health care, free brown loafers, free education. And, of course, everyone's going to say yes to that. It's like the guy that my sister met at the bank. Oh, I can't wait till we get this Obamacare. It's going to be so great. Well, okay, that's wonderful. Who's paying for it? Paying? What do you mean paying for it? Yeah, who's going to pay for all this? Wow, I never thought of that. Really? Okay, you're going to spend like $10 trillion on a health care plan or whatever? Who cares? We don't know because no one read it anyways. And you're just now wondering, after it was passed, who's paying for it? You are. Wake up, America. It's your taxes. You know, we already have net neutrality, so at any time they could sit there and shut down the internet. I mean, they couldn't pass it under other names, so they passed it under, they kind of changed it until they got it. Well, we want to make sure that we can protect the internet from people like terrorists and stuff that want to attack the internet. If you were to tell a parent, okay, I'm going to pass a new bill. It's going to be a make a kid smile bill. And every day, your kid's going to be able to go anywhere, and they're going to be able to get like ice cream, apple, go to a grocery store, they can get any fresh fruit, whatever. They'll be able to get a snack for free. They'll be able to get, like, if they want to get, like a Frisbee or something to throw around or something, you know, they'll be able to get, like, a toy or something with it, too, and all this. And you might think that's great. But there's a cost to getting that free thing. And if you knew what it was, your kid's going to get R-A-P-E-D. You probably wouldn't vote for it. So, okay, well, now how do we keep that same thing that's going to happen, but how do we get people to vote for something that they're not going to vote for? We need to change it. We need to, your kid's going to spend time with an adult. That's what the government's doing. Then no one would pass net neutrality. No one wants to have the government to have control of our radio and TV and internet. So they keep writing it until they find it in a way that they'll get it to be passed. Just like the tobacco industry, they'll say whatever they need to get you smoking. Because, hey, if you die, there's always someone else that will, there's always another 12-year-old that's going to pick up the habit and keep their 7-figure salaries coming in. And, if, you know, and that's how this world is. Why should the government tell me I have to wear a seatbelt? I've said this before. Oh, it's a $75 fine if you're not wearing a seatbelt? Really? So I'm going to get fined for something. I mean, it's common sense. You should wear a seatbelt. I'm not saying don't wear a seatbelt, but you shouldn't have to be forced to. But that's the nanny state. That's what everyone wants. They want the government to tell you when to wipe your butt, when to take a shower, how many times you can flush your toilet. But that, I don't get it. But,
I don't get it. Why can't people take care of themselves?
Yeah, And do me a favor. Don't take my word. Look this up. Poverty rates were going down before they started the war on poverty to try to help increase poverty rates. If they were going to do it, then they should have had, okay, this is what... See, my ancestors didn't have anything. You made it, you succeeded or you failed. It wasn't that, well, if I can't make it, I got this government program. They're going to help pay my bills. No, if you didn't make it, you were wondering, you know, why does the government have
eating.
To help?
You weren't eating. You didn't have clothes. You didn't.
Yeah, you did without.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I mean, and this is not to brag. I'm a Christian, and you know, I do it because I do it. The government doesn't tell me to do it. My wife didn't tell me to do it. My father-in-law didn't tell me to do it. No one. It's
your
what.
Your wife didn't even know you were doing it, so you did it.
We went up to a place called Mimo's House of Pancakes in Michigan City, and they're incredible. If you're ever in Michigan City, check that place out. I had a tomato, portobello mushroom, and pepper jack cheese omelet, and it was incredible. The only thing I didn't like about it is because I'm used to thin omelets, and they did it's like a four-egg omelet, and it was a lot to eat, but it's still incredible. It's still really, really good. Hash browns. You know, because I got to be careful with what I eat with wheat and stuff. So that's what I got. And there was a couple that sat next to us. I thought it was more, but it turned out to be a couple. And, you know, we're all sitting there. And, of course, my niece Molly, she's just like dancing, having a good old time. And it was a great place because everyone that went, you know, there wasn't a lot of people there. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw this FW on this hat. And I'm like, that can't be what I think it is, and it ended up being a VFW hat, and I'm like, the guy didn't look like he was 100% there, and he was having some issues, and I went up to the cashier, and I said, you know, yeah, that table up there, I want to buy their meal, and she's like, what? And I said, I want to buy that table's meal, and she goes, well, I don't got their slip, and I said, Len, let me go get their slip, and she went over to the lady, and she's like, well, yeah, I'll take your bill. I just need the slip. And she goes, no, here's the money. She goes, nope, this guy's going to buy your meal. And she goes, oh, you don't have to do that. I said, yes, I do. It's my honor. You know, what he sacrificed for us is the least I can do. And, you know, and I just felt led to do it. I don't know why. And I just, you know, sometimes God just puts it on your heart to do something. And I kind of felt led. And that's what I do. You know, and that's why can't we do more of that? Back in the day, if you outgrew your crib, you would give it to someone else that could use it. Now it's, let's see how much I can get for it on eBay. Let's see how much cash I can make out of it. Instead of, hey, I got some clothes that I can't use. Let's donate it. Let's give it to somebody. You know, whatever happened to helping your neighbor and being there? Oh, it's all about how much I can get out of it or whatever. You know, I mean, to me, I don't even know what they're debating about tonight. I've got it recording, and I'm going to watch it after this, but I don't know what all I know is Donald Trump might not be there. He might be there. Who knows? Dun, dun, dun. I haven't. I mean, I don't. To me, we got more prudent issues than the, okay, so what if, so who cares if Trump's going to be there or not? We got record unemployment, record people without, record debt. You know, people aren't working. More people are deciding to take the tax because when they look into the Obamacare, it's going to be cheaper to take the penalty for not having it than to pay for it. And it's not going to cover anything anyways.
Honey, there's something I would like to say that Ted Cruz apparently opened the debate saying, I'm a manic and everyone on this stage is stupid, fat, and ugly. Now we've gotten the Donald J. Trump portion out of the way. Let's debate. I just had to throw that out there.
That's just great. I can't wait to see the actual replay of that. But you know, we're getting to the point where it's like there's all these gimmicks, and like I don't want gimmicks. I want to know what are they going to do for me. I mean, I'll tell you right now what Glenn Beck said. I stand right now myself behind Bernie Sanders for only one reason. That's because I know what I'm going to get with him, because he's not hiding the fact he's a socialist. He says it. He's going to give everything away. He's going to redistribute the wealth. He's going to do what he says he's going to do. I don't know what Donald Trump's going to do. He says one thing, but how do I know he's going to do something else? I know Bernie Sanders is going to do what he said he's going to do, because he's not hiding the fact. I am a socialist. That's what I am. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a socialist. He's not denying it. He stands behind it. You need me to, I can get some Q-tips and clean out your ears so you can hear it better. I can get hearing aids if you didn't hear me the first time. But yes, I'm a socialist. You're going to get free brown shoes. You're going to get free health care. You're going to get everything. You're not going to have a job. You're just going to stand in line needing toothpaste, and all they got is toothbrushes. But that's where this, I mean, it's just crazy. I don't get it. But I want to get into something, because, I mean, since Glenn Beck, as you know, he is standing behind good old Ted Cruz, who I'd love to see get it. I would love to see him get it. When you see him, and you got good old Sarah Palin, she's got Trump's back, and all these people are like, oh Lord, like there goes the circus. You know, you got Sarah Palin and Cruz and that, you know, because that's who it should be. I think she should have taken Cruz, but then I think she thinks Trump is the real deal. But here's my point. You can take a 20-sentence speech. Clinton could say the same thing, could read it, and Sarah Palin could read the same thing, and they would hang Sarah Palin and, oh, look at that loony bird. She's cuckoo, but Clinton, they'd be praising her. This is the greatest speech ever. We need to get her a Nobel Peace Prize for saying the exact same 20-sentence speech. And that's what's wrong with this country. But don't worry, because Obama wants to smack down and even control the media even further. He wants to make, you know, he wants to control the way the media is being run and the way they are presenting the facts and information. That's his words, not mine. He basically really wants to control speech. Pretty soon, we're going to have a U.S. Channel 1, a U.S. Channel 2, and a U.S. Channel 3, and you're going to hear only what the White House wants you to hear, whether it's the fact or not.
But, I think war will happen before that happens.
Oh, I know. It's civil war will happen in this country before that, I'm sure of it, because I know so many police officers that they will, like, I will never back down. I will actually fight and stand up for your right to carry a gun. I mean, when I see someone that's in the supermarket and they got a gun, I'm just like, hey, man, what are you carrying? And I'll lift up my back, and I got a Beretta Nano 9mm, you know, 6-round clip. That's a Glock 45, nice. Yeah, cool. You know, I don't sit there like, oh my God, he's got a gun, I'm gonna freak out.
He may shoot me.
Really? Well, if he was gonna shoot me, he would have done it by now. You know, he wouldn't have a shopping cart full of groceries with two kids if he's gonna go in and. But whatever. I mean, we're just loony.
You just don't act stupid, and he won't shoot you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't act. Yeah, he might shoot me if I sit there and act like I'm gonna rob the place. You know, but I mean, seriously, folks. I mean, that's where the world's coming to. You know, I never thought that I would be considered a racist, because I think we should have IDs to vote, because that's going to make it harder for black people to vote, because Republicans want to make it harder for African Americans. So you mean the Mexicans that have to get an ID to vote? Let me tell you, they'll have 25 of them.
Sorry. That was
They will.
That That was perfect.
They will. They will. Native Americans will be able to get an ID, and they'll be in one of their like reservations, and they'll be able to get an ID. But oh, we it's going to make it hard. These black people won't be able to get an ID. They're not going to be able to vote. Well, you know. Okay, so you've got how many months before the election, and they can't get an ID by then? If it takes you more than 2 days to get an ID, there's something wrong. I'm sorry. You know, unless you don't have any IDs at all and you have to get a Social Security card and a driver's license, and then you go to the license branch and they tell you, well, to get the driver's license, you need a Social Security card. So you go to the Social Security office and they say, well, they get a Social Security card, you need a driver's license, and they don't have a birth certificate, and you know, then I can understand. But
it took you like 2 months.
But still, you got more than 2 months to get an ID to vote. That's not an excuse, because I guarantee you there will be Mexicans that will vote 25 times with 15 IDs. And
who knows, all of them might not be Democrat either.
Yeah.
There's not any guarantee.
No. But that's just where we're headed, folks. You know, there's all these things that the Democrats used to support. Now they don't all of a sudden, because it's not going to get them votes. You know, I support Bernie Sanders just for, like I said before, because I know he's a socialist. I know what I'm going to get. I'm not going to have to wonder, is he going to all of a sudden flip?
I know
I'm going to get screwed. I can prepare. I can say, okay, well, I think I'm going to need the 25-gallon container of the Vaseline, not just the 10-gallon container. I know what I'm, you know, with the Trump, I don't know. Is he all of a sudden just going to start? Okay, well, we're going to sit there and, are we going to build the wall? Is Mexico going to build it? And what if they refuse? What you going to do? Okay, we're going to go to civil war. We're going to go to war with Mexico because they won't build a wall. I mean, really? I mean, because that's what he said. They're going to build the wall. And I don't, you know, I know at least with Bernie Sanders, who I'd never vote for. Ever. I mean, I could be, I could have dementia. I'd still know enough not to vote for him. But anywho, at least I know I'd be getting screwed, or what I'd be getting. So many people in this world just think everything's going to be free, but they don't know where it's coming from.
Okay.
They don't. I want to move on now, because this is a fun subject. Is Michelle Obama a man? And is Obama gay? There's a lot of talk about this, and I posted an article on my Facebook page, and so many people, that's not real. That's fake. I'm like, well, I actually saw a video, at least with when it refers to Michelle Obama. I don't care. If Obama's gay, who cares? There's just been a lot of people in the past that have come out that said, yes, he was gay. At least, maybe bi, but he was, you know, he had a boyfriend. He's done this. So what?
Well, we're supposed to tolerate people.
Yeah, we're supposed to tolerate people. But they did this video on Michelle, and they said, okay, well, if you take your fingers, and if you look at him, if this finger is longer than this one, 99.999% of the time, you're a man. If it's the other way, you're a woman. Michelle has the hands of a man. And there's like, well, we're going to take this photo, and we're going to show you where her shoulders are. And there's all kinds of things that mask the broad shoulders she has. And there's virtually no photos of her. Granted, there were Nancy Reagan photos of her in a bathing suit when she's, you know, 70s. There was no photos of her really in a bathing suit. The couple they have, she's wearing like a T-shirt covering 90% of her stuff. So,
do you really want to see that, though?
No, but I'm just saying, you know, I mean, you can say what you want. But, of course, we're just bringing this up because we have nothing to say bad about Obama, since he's the greatest president in history, you know.
Okay.
Scary. But anywho, I mean, seriously, I just wonder. I would have more respect if she came out and said, yes, I was a man. I would have more respect for her. I'd be like, okay, at least you're honest. At least there's one thing, honestly, you said. If she is, who knows? It's just kind of interesting, you know, since you know, there's all that, there's been several people that have come forward and been interviewed and said that, oh, yeah, you know.
That's because
I posted a thing. I said, well, oh, whatever, he's the greatest. And I'm like, well, what do you think? There's a lot of people that think that Joan Rivers was killed for over a routine procedure. Why? Because she basically flat out, she didn't mix words. She goes, Barack Obama is gay, Michelle is a trainee, get over it. And that's, do I need to repeat myself? Hello? You know, I'm not mixing words. And then over a routine procedure, she was dead. Makes you wonder. Okay, moving forward, folks. I want to thank you all again for tuning in to the program. I want to get into this real quick. I talked to one of my friends, and I talked to some tech support, because I'm not a tech person. I hate when I have my phone, and it's working perfectly, and then you have an update, and the update is to fix a glitch I never had, and now my phone messes up all the time. Well, that's to fix a glitch. Well, okay, well, I was not having an issue. I used to have an awesome dart game on my computer, on my phone. And when they updated it, it was horrible. I stopped playing it. You know, and I updated the internet and stuff, so I'd have better internet and stuff, so it's good. You know, I've got two, you and. But, you know, I mean, I don't understand this stuff. You know, just tell me, okay, you got like a two-lane road. You're taking up both lanes. You need to widen the road so that you're not taking up that many lanes. And, you know, and because, well, what you got here is you're going at 400,000 megahertz per giga, whatever the heck. And I can't, like, just tell me in English, okay? I got 100. How much do I need? If I need 10, okay, great. I'm above and beyond, you know. Just tell me a number. Don't tell me that complicated technical jargon I don't understand. I'm just on the radio. I don't, you know. Yep, so that's nice to have good internet. Wow. Here we go, folks. As you all know, I have celiac disease, and guess what? I said this before in the program, about like 5-6 years ago, I looked into trying to get a Dunkin' Donuts franchise where we are. Someone owns the rights to them, so I couldn't start it or anything. The 25th of January, one of my friends posted that she was in line and waited 40 minutes to get a cafe culada, one of those, like, iced coffee things from Dunkin' Donuts. I'm like, hurry? Dunkin' Donuts? Yay, we finally got one in our town, so I can actually say I live in America since it runs on Dunkin', and I can't even eat them. Well, they did actually do a test market for 2013 and 14, where select stores nationwide, they did a cinnamon sugar cake donut and a blueberry muffin that were gluten-free, the blueberry muffin kind of interested me, but I'm a glazed donut guy. You know, give me a glazed donut with some strawberry icing and sprinkles and all that garbage. You know, I'm not really the cake donut kind of fan, but that's the two that they ran with. So, and they were waiting from the data from that to see, and they probably weren't going to do anything unless that was, like, super successful. You know, they were trying some other, they were working on some other gluten-free things, but they probably wouldn't do anything else for a while. So, you know, at least they're considering doing something. It is good to note, though, that I guess starting the new batch that comes out, Lucky Charms will now be gluten-free.
Not gelatin-free, that was marshmallows.
No, yeah, but, I mean, it's gluten-free. Not gelatin free, so if you're a vegetarian like me, you still can't eat the marshmallows, but the cereal part of it will be good. And I guess I think a lot of their cereals are going to go gluten free, just because the only thing really in them is oats in some of their cereals. And as long as it comes from a gluten-free processing plant, you're fine. Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's not, yeah, it's wheat, but it's in every damn thing. And I would like to give a shout-out to this, folks. I want to give a big, big, big shout-out to Who Hut. If you have one in your area, I recommend going there. They can give you, like, if you can't have certain things, like if you're a vegetarian or whatever, they have a special allergy bowl. And you can go up there and you can put whatever you want in there. And they have a menu that lists a lot of the allergens, a lot of what's in it. So if it's gluten-free, they have like four. There's like a not-so-sweet and sour. There's a Mongolian.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a green curry. And those three are gluten-free. And, of course, I bring my Bragg's Liquid Aminos, which is like a unfermented, like, soy sauce that's gluten-free, no wheat. But I was able to load it with all kinds of veggies, and I was able to do that. Of course, my wife, it was a surprise for our 7-month anniversary. And I'm, because we go into the place, right? And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, waiting for, like, a person. And she goes down to a table, and there's a bouquet of balloons, and there's, like, a teddy bear and all kinds of chocolates. And I'm like, okay, what are you doing at the table? And I guess she had this set up ahead of time, and if I would have known that, I would have said, let's just go somewhere else. But, you know, but they went out of their way. Our dessert was free. I could only get ice cream because everything else has wheat, but they went out of their way for us. And, you know, and it was just they're really a nice place, because they really try to do their best with allergens. They can't guarantee you nothing. No place can. No place will. Unless it's a certified gluten-free facility and they only, you know. And
they went above and beyond.
Yeah, they went above and beyond. And one thing I do want to say, because I've had some people, 7-month anniversary, I'm like, well, I've had, because I got some slack from some people, and my wife didn't understand first. But, you know, when I put something on my Facebook, I'm like, you know, I've met so many women that wish, like, man, I wish I, like, either wish it I was their husband, or, like, they could find someone like me. My husband never does that. I'm like, well, if he truly loves you, it shouldn't be. I guess I used to get mad at Valentine's Day because it seemed like the one time of the year that I ever saw people really say, hey, honey, I love you. You know, you should do that all the time. I mean, I was off for, like, 10 days. I took vacation. And when I was off, you know, I decorated the house. I did some things. I made a candlelight dinner one night. You know, I brought, like, some things home, like, 4 nights in a row, little small things. You know, and I spoil her, but it's because I love her, and it's like, it shouldn't take February 14th to show someone you love them. If you love them, you can do stuff off and on, you know, change it up and just have fun. And that's what we try to do. You know, I guess we're so grateful that we, through God, we found each other, that we just don't take each other for granted. And, you know, and I just wish more people would do that and not look at it as like, that's just so awesome that you guys do that. Not like, wow. You know, like some people, like, 7-month anniversary, like, really? I'm like, well, I know people that it's my baby's 102nd day of birth. You know, we're just doing the same thing, but it's our marriage. You know, I said I do at the wedding twice.
It works for us.
Yeah, it works for us, and that's, you know. And as I was moving on,
first thing I do want to say, consider every day a blessing from God. Not only that we have each other, but that He decided to give us breath. That's why we treat each other that way.
Yep. As if you didn't hear that, my wife basically said that we treat every day like a blessing, that we're grateful that when we wake up, we have two legs and that we can see, you know. And that's how it is. And I want to get into this because I'm fascinated. I'm really passionate about this part of what I'm into. And there were Georgia lawmakers that actually admitted to illegally providing medical cannabis to some families. Really.
Wow.
It's deadly. It's dangerous. All we need is more addicts. And they're, well, No, because it works. Because I got into it with a guy and goes, oh, yeah, because it can help heal bones. Oh, yeah, I bet if you break your leg, you're just going to roll out a big one and light it up. I'm like, well, okay, if I have cancer, I'm not just going to use cannabis. I'm going to use CBD. I'm going to use chemo. I'm going to use a myriad of things. It's going to be one of my medications. You know, it's not like I'm just going to, okay, I broke my leg. Give me a joint. I need to smoke. No, I would use an oil and a cream.
You'd use a brace.
I'd use a brace. You know, I would be using whatever the doctor recommended on top. You know, people act like, well, oh, it's not a cure-all. And what people don't realize is it's actually been shown, CBD especially, has been shown to do wonders on autoimmune diseases like celiac disease and fibromyalgia. And since it's working on fibromyalgia and stuff, a lot of people say that there's more evidence that might be in the realm of autoimmune diseases. So it's just one of those things that, you know, that when is the government ever going to take the plant seriously? They're not going to, as long as you have big pharmaceutical making millions of dollars. My mom was telling me about this lady that was diagnosed, I think it was hepatitis C, and got that like new treatment that actually can cure 95% of the cases, and it was like $300,000. It's ridiculously expensive, and most insurances will not even touch it. And my point is, it's going to get down to, if you can afford your medication, you can get anything you want if you can afford it. If you can't, you're not going to get the treatment. You're not going to get the care. You know, and that's why, you know, that's why, like, with, I think now that CBD is starting to become very, very legal now, like nationwide, at least through the hemp and stuff, there are people that I'm still trying to figure out the whole science part of it, where a lot of people would say that if you take a marijuana plant that has CBD in it, that's better than CBD from marijuana, hemp. You know, if there's a difference between hemp CBD and marijuana CBD, and I don't really know the difference. I've been told by some people there really is no difference. They're both very, very well, because the CBD I get out of realcbd.org, they have a hemp plant that has like, they've gotten it down to 4% THC, and then they can extract the THC and the CBD out of it, and then they can extract just the CBD and leave the THC, since they cannot sell the CBD oil to me with THC in it because it's illegal, but the CBD they can. So they extract out the CBD only. They separate the CBD out, and then they put it in different percentages, and that's what I use, and it helps them immensely. Nope. And it's one of those things that, you know, learn about it. You know, before you say no, learn about it. Like it stands for hemp, helping educate mass people. And I wanted to get into this really quick, because there was a thing when, like, is Hillary Clinton being given is she basically being given planted questions? Well, Hillary, who do you think was the most influential president? You think she's going to say someone other than Bill? Like, who's one of the best presidents? You know, whatever. I mean, really? I think they just pick people that have questions that are going to be, you know, make them look good. You know, they're going to get reporters. Reporters are going to be able to ask Obama questions if their questions make Obama look good. That's just the bottom line. Just like I remember there was an MTV debate, and I've said this, it's been a long time since I said this, but there was an MTV debate way back in the day, and this guy asked Al Gore, what do you think about medical marijuana? And he goes, well, I'm not a doctor, nor are you, and, you know, we don't have enough scientific documentation and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, but supposedly you have all this documentation that it's dangerous. But whenever we bring up the fact that how safe it is and how good it is, oh, well, we don't have enough You don't have enough data to prove it's safe, but you have all this data that says it's dangerous somehow. But you've never really studied it enough. We need to study it more. And it was just like, you know, what I would have said is, okay, excuse me, I got a question. What about industrial hemp? You take 1 acre of hemp, it produces as much paper as 4 acres of trees. And it can be done like 2 or 3 crops in a year. And in a warmer climate, you can probably do many, many crops, like 7 in a year. It can produce more. You can actually produce more ethanol pound for pound with hemp than any other substance. It can make a lumber that is superior. If you make fabric out of it, like Band-Aids, it's antimicrobial. You don't need like a Neosporin on it. It's incredible. That's fact. That's not debatable. It can make a biodegradable plastic that is more durable, that will last longer, that's recyclable. But guess what? You know, no one asks, you never hear that question being asked. It's always these, well, what do you think about medical marijuana? Well, you know, I'm not a doctor, nor are you, so, you know, I mean, we just need to have more testing. Well, the government won't allow testing until recently, and still it's very limited. Al Gore is who I was referring to.
I know. I'm just saying. How did he know that that
person? Who knows? But then they wouldn't. I mean, there's been surgeons that have come out from California saying this and, like, pro this, and they're, like, scorned. I mean, but I think there are planted questions. They want to. You think actual reporters really going to give a question that's going to make Hillary look bad? No. They're precious Hillary. And actually, and this is one thing that's a surprise. For the first time in 13 years, Apple has a loss and has like a. The revenues have had a loss, even though they're at, like, record sales. They've, you know, it's just, there's so much competition out there with techs. Oh, my wife doesn't like hers because she got, like, an 8 gigabyte or something. She's, I guess, with phones, I've never had a memory chip in years, but I guess she's used to just putting in a new memory chip. But then again, I know a lot of people that will get, like the Weather Channel app. I'm like, well, if you have an iPhone, the weather thing that it has is a Weather Channel app. It is a Weather Channel, you know, and they'll get like a map thing. Well, it comes with a map thing. You don't need to add a map thing. And I've known some people to do that, where they'll add things that, this is an alarm clock. Well, it comes with an alarm clock. It comes with some of these things that you, and people will put all these apps on when there's already an app on. Well, I don't like that one, Walt.
And this, it may be a good reason why they don't like it. Maybe their alarm clock's not loud enough, or they don't have something to wake them up with.
Who knows? They never said that. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just, to me, I guess I'm one of those, I was brought up when you use what you're given.
Why not?
But, yeah, my wife just, I think she might be one of those people, I don't know this, but she might be one that puts apps on her phone when they already got an app for it on the phone that comes with it. I'm not saying she does. I'm just saying.
No, I don't know.
Okay. Wow. And if you wondered, I was in fourth grade when the Challenger exploded 30 years ago, and all I can remember was, it was going to be like a week long coming to school and having the projector being rolled into the classroom and the lights turned off, because we were going to watch Krista McAuliffe doing all these science experiments in space. And I wondered why we weren't going to be able to do that. It didn't comprehend to me that they all died and they weren't coming back. It took me like 3 or 4 days to process that. And it's like, what do you mean we're not going to be able to see them? The science experiments. You mean I'm actually going to have real classwork? You know, there was nothing greater than Friday in class and the second half of school after lunch. They'd roll on the projector and turn the lights off. I'm like, yes, sir, nap time.
Yes. Amen.
And nothing against what happened. It just took me a while to realize, wow, they're not coming back. got about 14 minutes left in the program, folks, and it's just hard to believe it's 30 years ago that that happened. I mean, it's like, where does time go? Because I was in elementary school, fourth grade.
I was in eighth grade. We were watching it in our classroom.
It's just crazy how time flies. It is. It's just, I mean, and wow, it's hard to. I mean, well, one thing it's hard to believe is that this starting tomorrow, this weekend is the 24-hour Rolex at Daytona, and it's just another motorsport season is starting, and hopefully when they do the, like, when they do the televising, because they used to do it on Speed. Now it's Fox Sports 1, so I forget, I don't know what channel it's going to be on this year. But they would do it from there to like 9 o'clock at night or whatever, 10, then they would go off the air, and they would have some where you could watch it on the internet when they're not on the air. And then they would go back on the air in the morning and finish it out till the end. And I'd watch. I used to, except for the, because it used to be the weekend of the Burns dinner, and I always requested that weekend off. So for like 4 hours, I would miss it. But then I would watch, like, most, I'd watch probably another 5 hours at night. And then in the morning, I'd watch it. And some of the internet views they had were horrible. Because one, it was just seeing like you could just see the driver in the car. You couldn't tell where on the track he was, what's going on, anything. There was no, all you could just hear, here is the engine and him shifting and going between the turns. But you had no idea where he was, who was where, what, you know. So they've kind of upgraded that, and they've gotten in, like last year, they had some better, you know, views from. And I think one year, I think they actually did have some audio at night, because they said, well, what if there's someone watching from Spain and it's in the afternoon for them when it's night for us, you know? So that they, but then a lot of those, what they said is they would leave a lot of that up to the people that, okay, if you're from Spain, they'll have a Spain broadcast or something, and they would just have those people from there do it. So, but it's just hard to believe it's another motorsport season coming up, and pretty soon it's going to be the Daytona 500. But one thing I want to do, hopefully, is one year I want to go to the 24-hour Rolex and watch the whole race, stay up, watch the whole thing, and then go back to the hotel room and crash. That'd be cool to see the whole thing. Because, like, sometimes at night, it's, like, downpoured rain for, like, you know, and they had to put the rain slicks on, and it rained heavily for, like, 3 or 4 hours at night. But it's a fun race. It's fun. You know, and Daytona's coming up, and hard to believe that's just around the corner. And so, yeah, I love motorsports. It's just, you know, as I'm moving on, and it's just hard to believe how, because I was watching the, because I got the Earnhardt movie number 3 with Barry Pepper playing Dale, and on the second disc, it has, like, the Hooters 500 from 93. At Atlanta Motor Speedway, and it's like, wow, the old Atlanta, and just like, and when they used to do the Fram Field summaries, before they could have like the I would call it, like, where the positions, where they'd say, okay, who's first, who's second, who's third, just streaming across the screen the whole time like they do now, they would, like, every once in a while, they'd bring up the Fram Field summary, and they'd say, okay, like, 1 through 10, and then, like, 11 through 20, you know, and they have, like, and they would do that once in a while, and it's just, like, hard to believe how technology's changed in that regard, and, you know, so it's just hard to believe that we're already, that I'm almost 41 years young, that is. Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, you know. And yes, it has. And we've got about 9 minutes and 20 seconds left in the program, folks. In Premier Football News, in the English League, there's evidence that Louis van Gaal has he's agreed to possibly step down. Whether he does that or not, I think if he doesn't win, like if the next game they play, if he doesn't win, then I think he may agree to step down. But this is the debate that we're having with this, folks, because when you look at it's going back and forth and back and forth, and it's like, you know, if he's going to be the manager, great. If he's not, you know. But what we take on Stroke City on Tuesday, and here's my point. You know, if he's agreed to, you know, leave, okay. Either keep him or get rid of him. Don't just play this game like, well, he might leave, he might stay, he might do this, he might do that. You know, but then there's a lot of people that say, well, will Ryan Giggs leave if he's not given a chance?
Who cares?
Ryan Giggs?
If they're getting rid of Van Gaal.
Oh, well, if they're going to get rid of Van Gaal, Ryan Giggs should be given the shot. You know, at least give him the opportunity to try to do some, I don't know. Some people think that maybe he should get some, like, is he not experienced enough? Has he got enough experience, being under David Moyse for part of a year and being under Van Gaal for a year and a half or so, does he have enough experience to take the team over? I mean, I think, I don't know, but you got to look at it like this when you look at Alex Ferguson, who was like Jesus Christ for that team for so long. Okay, yeah, they may win the Champions League, but what would happen an hour later? He was focused on the next match. Okay.
Well, honey, that's living in the past.
No, but I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's what he did, though.
That might have been, but that's not who Van Gaal is, and they're not going to ever have. We're never going to have another Ronald Reagan.
No, I know, but
they're not going to have another Sir Alex. They need to get over it.
I know, but I'm just saying that's the thing. You know, that's why he was so successful. So what? We won the Champions League. We got to play Stroke City Tuesday. I got to focus on that now. Who cares? I can't, you know. And that's.
I'm a Van Gaal fan, so I'm
yeah.
Not making
oh, I know. I have no problem with Van Gaal. I sure in the hell don't want to have Jose Mourinho. Lord help us. I mean.
I don't want Ryan Giggs.
I do. He's been at Manchester United since birth, damn near. Well, I mean, well, okay, if they get rid of
him. He has to prove to me that he hasn't talked to players in that giving up the game so he can become man.
Well, they've already.
I don't know.
Well, none of the players, at least for the longest time, have said they stand behind him. But there's a lot of people that say this is what he wants to do, whether it's working or not. This is what I want to do. This is my game plan. You don't like it? I want you here. I don't care if you're better. If you think you're better at center half instead of the midfield or whatever, you know, some people say that that's how he is. He's going to put you where he wants you, whether you feel more comfortable playing here or there. You know, if you don't feel comfortable in the position and you want to play here, tough. You want to be on the pitch, this is where he wants you. And I've not heard any of the players that don't want Van Gaal. They want him there. They stand behind him. He just wants him to be successful. He's not gonna. I don't think Ryan Giggs would agree 100% with everything. If Alex Ferguson was managing the team, he would disagree with Alex Ferguson on things. No one's gonna agree with anyone. I'm sure he disagreed with David Moyse, and I'm sure, you know. Pepe Guardiola, if he became the manager, he wouldn't disagree. He would probably disagree with him. You know, but it's just one of those things. I just wish if they were going to get rid of Van Gaal or whatever, they'd just do it. If not, shut up. Thank you. You know, that's my whole point. You know, Alex Ferguson was in the past. You're never going to have anybody. You got to figure, folks, when... Was it Chicago Bear manager by the name of Mike Ditka, when he won the Super Bowl, that's when Alex Ferguson started. And he was the manager of that team up till 2013. Okay. No one in professional sports has done that. He's one of a kind, okay? We're never going to have that. We need to move on and say, hey, you know, it's. I wish we would win more, but so what? I'm not going to, just because we're not winning every game, I'm not going to give up my support of the team. Okay, I need to have this tattoo removed that I got at Manchester United, since I don't have one, but I'm just hypothetical. I'm not going to, if I had one, I wouldn't remove, you know. I support them now, and I'll support them till I die, whether they win, lose, or draw. And that's, you know, and that's so many people, you know, I'll watch a game till the end. So what? I mean, so what if we're down 4-0? Who cares? I mean, they may score, it may go 4-1, and they may get an incredible goal. It might be a bicycle kick or something. You never know. Yeah, I mean, we didn't win against Paris Saint-Germain, but I stayed for the whole thing. I'm like, this is awesome. My wife's first football game. She loved it. But so what? You know, I mean, it's just, because to me, it's more than just, it's a passion. It's, you know, I wish more teams would have fans that would just go to the game, because the team needs you more when they're down than when they're winning. You know, anyone can fill a stadium, like I've said in the past, when they've got a winning team. It's when they're not doing well and they're down on their luck that you need to be supporting them, being there. Got about 2 minutes left in the program, folks, and, you know, it's just crazy. The debate's going on. I can't wait to watch it to see what's going, to see actually what they even talk about, because who knows, because all I've ever heard is people going back and forth, you know, like with their panties in a wad, wondering if Trump's going to be there or not. So let's say he drops out of the campaign. Let's say he gives up his presidency bid. Then what are we going to do? I mean, really? Really, folks? I mean, seriously. I mean, we got to do for ourselves. You know, that guy that I bought his meal for, I did that. The government didn't do that. I did that. How hard is it to, and I challenge my listeners to give back to people, to be there. It doesn't take, what, $25 to bless somebody? You don't have to even spend money. Shovel a driveway if you can, or a sidewalk. Or if you have an elderly neighbor that lives near you, get the mail for him. Bring it to him when it's icy and snowy. You know, how hard is that? How hard is it for us to rely on each other instead of the government? That's what we need to do. It's a concept. You know, what's the government going to do if we can say, hey, we don't need you anymore? You know, what are they going to do? If a restaurant, if you can tell a restaurant you don't need them, you can cook at home, they're going to be out of business. Thank you all for tuning in. And until next week, have a good night. God bless and goodbye.